system. We never had that before in the United States. If you're unemployed through no fault of your own, you will get a check for 1, 2, maybe even 3 years every week. And there were millions of those people at that time. And when that was barely out of his mouth, he articulated the third step. He said the following: if the private sector of the American economy cannot or will not create jobs for the millions of people that are unemployed, there is no option but that the government do it. I will do it. And between 34 and 41, he created and filled 12.5 million jobs. That's a conservative estimate. That needed money, tons of money, all those programs, for the mass of people. And he got it by taxing the rich and taxing corporations a huge amount, tremendous increases in their taxes, the likes of which we don't even discuss in the United States today. And he got that through. Immediately when the war was over, the business community, who hated this, oh, and a footnote, some people think this can't be done, no politician could dare do it. Let's remember that the one politician who did this, Roosevelt, was reelected president 4 consecutive times in the United States. He was the most popular president in the history of this country. Nobody has ever come close. So freaked out was the Republican Party by the 4 elections he won in a row that after he was dead in 1945 and died, they passed the law which now limits all presidents to 2 consecutive terms. So the notion a politician in America couldn't dare tax corporations and the rich to be a program for the mass of people, he would never be reelected, the opposite is the truth. That's how you become the most popular president in American history.
That closes out our conversation with Professor Rick Wolf. We'll be back with more from Professor Wolf on next week's episode of The Extra Environmentalist, bringing you stories from the front lines of economic transition. Check out our website at www.extraenvironmentalist.com, our Twitter at twitter.com/xenvironmental, and at facebook.com/extraenvironmentalist. Thank you so much for listening, and take care. So who the hell screaming revolution? All right, just a wee bit late. Sorry about that, folks. You're just listening to The Extra Environmentalist on 101.9 FM CITR, and you are now tuned in to Butter on the Bread every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. with me, Ryan Rosell. Hello. I hope everyone is doing all right. I have a ton of goodies to play for you, so let's just get to it. I was in on Monday, and I heard a song being played on the Parts Unknown show, and the voice was oh so familiar. It's Shannon and the Clams, who I love dearly, and I didn't know that they've had a new album out for almost a month now. Oh, actually, almost 2 months. My goodness. This is their new album, Dreams in the Rat House, and this song is Rip Van Winkle, and I will be with you until 4 o'clock. we are back. Link Ray, who is just the man. That was his song Big City After Dark. And then before that, you heard two projects, both of which have new albums out, and both of which involve the lovely Shannon of Shannon and the Clams. Hunks and His Punks was the most recent one you heard. Hopefully they'll be coming this way soon, because I've seen them play, and usually involves some peeing and some nakedness on stage. Always a good time. They have a new album coming out called Street Punk, and the name of that song was Bad Skin. They have this pretty cool music video release of three of the songs online. That's pretty funny. They're on Hardly Art, another just a killer album or record label. And before that, of course, Shannon and the Clams, her new album Dreams in the Rat House. Rip Van Winkle, the name of that track. Let's play a little more garage rock, shall we? This is one of my all-time favorite bands, the Strange Boys, off their album Strange Boys and Girls Club. The name of this jam is Heard You Wanna Beat Me Up.
We'll be right back. Check out Canada's rising talent, John Davis, at his CD release at the Railway Club this Thursday, July 11th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Critics have called it stunningly executed, an album that needs to be heard. John Davis. For more info and tour details, visit johndavismusic.ca. That's John, J-O-N, davismusic.ca.
Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a week-long summer camp for 8 to 18-year-old girls to start a band and learn an instrument. Our mission is to build self-esteem in female youth through music creation and performance. You are invited to our 5th anniversary final showcase where you can see 9 brand new bands perform the original songs they wrote at camp this year. It's Saturday, July 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Rio. Tickets are $10 at Zulu, Red Cat, and Audiopile.
PSA is so cute. If you haven't heard, you should definitely go this weekend, on Saturday to the Rio. It's an early show. It starts at 7. It's the Girls Rock Camp Showcase. It's apparently a blast. So yeah, you should definitely go, and see some fine young ladies from Vancouver perform their songs that they made that week. And speaking of fine young ladies, you just heard the Tsunamis. They are, where the heck are they from? Bloomington, Indiana. And their new album is called A Good Bad Man. It's hard to find. It's on Magnetic South Records. Crazy Love, the name of that track. Before that, the Dead Ghosts, who are from Vancouver, and they have a new album out, Can't Get No, but I found this track when I was surfing the blogs this afternoon doing a little research. And it's out on this weird Italian record label, Ganzanet Records, is the name of that song, is the name of their album, and that's Teenage Lifestyle, the name of that song. It's a Penetrators cover, and the whole, it's a compilation album of garage pop bands from all over the world, out on this little Italian label, and you can download it for free off their Bandcamp. It's Ganzanet, G-A-N-Z-O-N-E-T-T-E, so please forgive my Italian. And we started that set off with one of my favorite bands of all time, The Strange Boys, Heard You Want to Beat Me Up, the name of that track. Next, I have something that's pretty exciting. I did an interview earlier this week with a fella by the name of Jerron Paxton, a.k.a. Jerron Blind Boy Paxton, a.k.a. Jerron J-Dog Paxton, a man who's just really fascinating, incredibly talented musician who is playing not this Saturday, but the next one at the Folk Fest. I'm personally not a huge fan of the Folk Fest, but if you're going to go there, there's one show you have to see, and it is with this gentleman here. So I'm just going to play the interview, and then I will be back. And we're now on the phone with Jerron Blind Boy Paxton from South Central LA, although I think it's more likely that you were born in some sort of time warp continuum.
No. I was born in the bed, just like I hope to die.
How are you today?
Oh, pretty good. Woke up, hollered at my mama. You know, the usual. And I found a basil. I've been looking all over the house for basil, but I found it just now.
Oh, that's good. I mean, you got to be nourished to play the blues.
Well, you got to get nourished to do anything worth a damn.
Yep, that's true. So you were just in Portland for the Blues Festival. Could you tell me, where are you now?
I'm still in Portland, staying at the house of the lovely Miss Lauren Sheehan and her partner, Ed Carpenter. Two lovely people. Lauren's a great musician, and we had a party last night that I am recovering from, and it is good.
Oh, that's good to hear. Well, I think you'll be fully recovered in time for the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. You're playing Saturday, July 20th.
Have mercy.
Yeah, I'm really excited. So, so for the people out there, I mean, you play under the general umbrella of blues, but it's so much more than that. Could you just talk a little bit about the kind of music you play?
Well, I'm an American musician, and I play American music no matter what it is. One of the reasons I was getting away from being called Blind Boy Paxton, because that was a name I got because it sounded like a good name for a young man playing the blues to have, especially when you're 15 and you don't know no better.
Sure.
And you think that only your high school buddies look at your MySpace, but I got stuck with it. So now people think I only play the blues, but I play a bunch of different kinds. I play the ballads and the pop tunes and the country dance tunes, the mazurkas, the reels, the cotillion, and two steps and schottisches and all that jive. And that's about it. I play some international music too. I live in a nice little Polish neighborhood, and anytime you find somebody who's a musician out there, and you ask them what they play, they always say, I play international music. Italian, Polish, Slovak, this, that, and the other. I say, well, I can play a tune or two like that, and that's about all.
Yeah, I mean, you're quite the versatile instrumentalist. Could you tell us just a little bit about the instruments that you play?
Well, I traveled with a banjo and a fiddle, and I usually can run up on a good guitar, especially a nice one, and I own any place I go. And if they got a piano, I'm happy to tickle the piano for them. So that's about the four, and a heap of singing. That earns me a pretty good amount of meat and bread.
And yeah, I mean, there are rumors circulating the blogosphere that you have a new album coming out soon. Is that true?
Well, it's got to be true. It's about time to get one going. I don't know where you heard it from, but it's getting out there. I'm getting in touch with some people I trust really good, like my buddy Frank Fairfield, and we're gonna see what we can put together and record it easily and painlessly, and hopefully it'll be something that tickles somebody.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, I'm sure it will be. Is there anything else, Strawn, you want to add to the people of Vancouver?
Get me as much kosher poutine as you can.
Kosher poutine, we can definitely do that. All right, that was Jerron Paxton. He's playing Saturday the 20th at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, which runs from the 19th to the 21st at Jericho Beach Park. Thanks a lot, Jerron. We'll see you there, bud.
All right, buddy. We'll see you then.
This boy got it so bad, he said he wished he was a mole in the ground. He got it bad. Lord, I wish I was a mole in the ground. Lord, I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. If I wish I was a mole in the ground. I wish I was a baby in mama's arm. I wish I was a baby in mama's arm. By the baby in mama's arm, could nobody do me no harm. Lord, I wish I was a baby in mama's arm.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that man is like 21 years old or something ridiculous like that. But an old, old soul, Jerron Paxton, next Saturday at the Blues Fest. I will be there probably all of Friday and Saturday and maybe Sunday. So if you happen to be there, If you just happen to be a person on a blanket, you should get up off your blanket and go to the CITR tent. We'll have a bunch of swag and stuff to give out. And if you're not going to the Folk Fest, that's all right, too. Up this weekend, there's a ton of fun stuff. Girls Rock Camp Saturday night. And all Saturday day is Catalano, the largest free music festival in Vancouver. And I'm going to get to a few people from that. But first, this is a man out of Montreal, Mr. Sean Nicholas Savage. He has a new album out called Other Life. It's really sad, actually. Normally, he's just like a pretty weird dude. But this album's quite... has some quite dark tones to it. And this is the last song off that album, which is called Shin Shin. So without any other hesitation, Mr. Sean Nicholas Savage.
Thank you. hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
Roll Mock on the Butt on the Bread show on 101.9 FM CITR. They are playing this Monday at the Biltmore with Sean Mrazek. And that should be a great show. If you would like to see Patrick, he is the singer and guitarist for Roll Mock. Earlier, he is playing under his other band, Gal Grayson, this Saturday at the Cat Solano Music Fest. More about that in 1 second. Before Roll Mock, you heard Mr. Sean Nicholas Savage. It sounds a lot like Phil Collins, doesn't it? But sad. Still sad. I'll give him that. I said I was going to play Chin Chin, but I actually played She Looks Like You, so my most sincere apologies for that. Cat Solano, right. Cat Solano Music Festival all along West 4th this weekend. There is a CITR stage at Maple Street, and we have a ton of great bands playing. Starting at 11:45, Chersey, then Blind Horses, followed by Village. After that is Coban, then War Baby, then the Gay 90s, and we end at 6 o'clock with No Sinner, just in time to head over to the Rio for the Girls Rock Camp show. So I'm going to play two bands that you can find at the CITR stage. I'm going to be there all weekend, too. I'm also doing some opening ceremony thing outside of Zulu Records, which I just committed to but don't know what it is. So if you want to see me be really nervous and uncomfortable at 11 in the morning or 12 in the morning to afternoon transition time, that's where I'll be, right outside Zulu Records, which is next on Maple Street, right next to Maple. So you can go straight from there to the CITR stage, where you will spend your whole Saturday afternoon. This is Village. This is their song, Nowhere. It is purchasable in vinyl form from Kingfisher Blues. I think it's part of their singles club thing that they did. They have 300 copies on white vinyl. This is the song, Nowhere. Sinner. They are playing this weekend at the CITR stage at the Catalano Music Festival on 4th and Maple. And before that, another band that's playing, Village, that was their song, Nowhere. Oh, the No Sinner song is called If Anything, and that's off their album, Boo Hoo Hoo. So yeah, come by, say hello, get a sticker, bring me some cold water and beer. I will accept the beer at any temperature, preferably cold, but, you know, I'll be there for a while. So Be sure to stop by and say hello. Check out Gal Grayson as well. He's playing at the main stage at 3:30. The Pack AD is playing too. Also, wow, maybe I'll play them if I have time, which it looks like I just might. There's about 5 minutes left. I'm going to play this next song. All I know is that this man's name is Goro. I'm part of this like vinyl crate digging group on Facebook, and people just post weird stuff that they find all the time. And all the information about this is in Japanese. If you know anything else about this, please call in at 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487, and you'll win something. If you know them, I'll be amazed. It'll be crazy. I'll give you a record from my collection or something. So call in if you know, and if you don't know, then just enjoy this song by Mr. Goro.
ママにはしたくはない何かが今僕の胸で弾け生きるために走れというの愛や夢が怖いこの体で捕まえたい若いことは悩むことと明日もまたさすらうだろう
Isn't that song just the jam? Yeah, so that was Goro, and that's all I know. There was just a mad dash behind the scenes. You guys missed it. I made a record time sprint to the CD library to bring you this song. It's called Seasick. It's by the Pack AD. They're closing out Catalina tomorrow, and they also play a wicked show. I saw them at the Rickshaw once, and it was killer, so you should go. That's all we have time for after this song. Snow Whaleth is up next, so be sure to stay tuned. Thank you for listening to a slightly chaotic but excellent edition of The Butt on the Bread. I thought it went well today, didn't you? So yeah, here's Pack AD, and have a nice day.
We take apart things just to rebuild, like making life just to kill, and then knocking down walls again. I won't be the one to clean up this mess when you're gone. And you can do whatever you want. You're tired like you'd be a con if you just don't go. We can take safety in a number and file it all away on the summer, but how's it gonna fit when it tears? I won't be the one to clean up this mess when you're gone. I'd rather be seasick than stuck in this ship. There's no cure.
Same pace and the same flexibility and the same innovation and the same results? I don't think so. So I think it's no accident